Anyway, we're missing Basra
Right. That was a good idea. That's I'm not much thought of that.
Fine.
Okay.
So what are you doing tonight? Just one?
Just one, yeah. Okay, Simon Mem Gimel, the halachas
And when are you going to do the makeup?
tomorrow night. No problem. It's only Wednesday.
Oh, it's Wednesday. It's only Wednesday. Okay, fine.
Yeah. What are we up to? No, so what's Simit? No, I'm
Mem
sorry, I
Dalet.
got the wrong Simit. Mem Dalet Dalet, right? So yeah, so Simit Mem Dalet.
Mem
Dina
Dalet. Hey.
Maim Achrayim and Birkas HaMazon. So we have hey until you Dalet,
You've
okay,
given.
so yeah, so
Yeah.
afilo lo yachal rak kazayas pas. Even if you only had a kazayas pas, tzaruch levarach Birkas HaMazon. You need to say Birchas Hamazon. Right? But it's
Is there a
interesting. He
recording?
doesn't say,
Yeah.
yeah. He doesn't say that you need to be within a specific amount of time. Right? He just says it needs to be a kazayis, but really it needs to be kazayis kedei achilas pras, which is l'chatchila between 2 to 3 minutes. All right? Fine. Vav lo yivarach ba'omer. You should not make.
Maybe he assumes that other food combines, meaning that you're continuously eating other food.
It
And
says
then
rak
eventually you
kazayis
will end up eating
pras.
kazayas.
I don't know. It doesn't say
Right.
that.
I'm saying is kazayas has to be kedei achilas, or as long as you're eating it among the other seuda, eventually you
Right.
will
So I'm
end up
saying he's
eating kazayas.
disagreeing. Right. So I don't. He's well, either way. It doesn't seem to be saying that kedei achilas pras part. Okay. Vav lo yivarach ma'omed. You shouldn't say birchas hamazon standing. V'lo ma'alach and not walking. Ella miyushav only sitting. Even when he was walking in his house, when he ate, meaning you were walking around and eating, or standing, or leaning, when he needs to bench, so the reason why you have to sit when you're benching is you have to have a very good concentration. Right? Now, when you're traveling, though, the place can say it's going to make you stressed out to stop and pull over. To spend the time to bench, then in that case you are allowed to bench. But gamle, you should also shouldn't be leaning. That's gaiva. To bench Hashem while you're leaning is gaiva. You should sit. You should wear your upper jacket. You should also wear a hat. Shemayim should be on you. Now, it seems to me that most are not, even those that are makvid to daven with a hat and jacket, many are not makvid to bench with a hat and jacket. When you think about it, benching, if you're full, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Tefillah is not a mitzvah d'oraisa.
That's
Right?
every benching,
V'yair,
right? That's every benching.
only when you're full. It's d'oraisa when
No,
you
I'm
know
saying
when
no.
you
I'm saying
every benching when you're full.
the hat and jacket is every benching.
As opposed to what do you think about this
I'm just saying,
sometimes not I know it'd be
for
every
Shabbos or anytime you're benching after breakfast, you should be
right
wearing a
meaning
hat
not
and
you mean
jacket.
some people yeah that's what you're saying I mean some people on Shabbos put on their hats and jackets but not during the week that's
I'm
what you're
just
saying
asking. I'm saying, like, is it
yeah no
just
it's all the same it's all the
different?
same
You
it's
have a
all the
baby for
same
breakfast. You should put according
yes
to the kids of Shulchan Aruch, you put on a hat and jacket for
yeah
benching.
Yes, 100%. Now, I think it probably comes from that during the week, a lot of times people don't wash. So, Mamela, it's like the same thing. Okay, you don't, but on Shabbos, everybody washes. So, maybe that. So, anyway, that'll be very. What?
The feel of
The only
understanding
standing,
before
I mean, is any
Hashem.
bracha that you. Any bracha what? Go ahead, Yosef, go ahead. I don't know what happened to me. What were you saying?
The feel is
Regarding the
before Hashem. You
standing.
are standing before
Okay, you
Hashem.
guys got to either start,
Okay,
one of you should
fine,
start talking.
I got
Everything
it. Regarding standing, is there any brachas that you could sing standing, or you should, or everything you should be sitting, no?
should be sitting. Yes. Yeah, 100%.
We say Shmoneh Esrei, we
Lechatchila,
have
at least.
Kavanah standing with that.
So there it's because you're talking to the Rabbanu Shalom. That to me, it's a one on one. So therefore, you got to stand. I think that's the reason. But Kriya Shema, you sit. Meaning, when you're talking to the Rabbanu Shalom, then you have to stand up. You should bench with the year aimer and year of Elayasa Shum Davar Bashashu Mavarak, and you shouldn't do anything while you bench, right? Not like meaning don't clean up the table and don't cover the soda bottle and all these things that we end up doing while we bench. Sorry, knowing in Shashamin Amin Lahra Rahman Shabrika Samazan. The minig is to say Amen after the Arachamans and Birchas Hamazon, right? Which Mishum the Isa B'Medrash Kishashmeh Echad Mispalel Davar and Mevarach LiYisrael. If somebody davens something or he makes a bracha to Klai Yisrael, Afilu B'loy Haskaras Hashem, he went out without mentioning Hashem's name. Chayiv La'anes Amen, he has to answer Amen. Ches Avar B'Shal Milavarach Birchas Hamazon not Shir Ikel. Let's say, and this by the way, I get this Shaila probably a few times a day. You'd be surprised how many people just don't bench. If they're over and they waited from base telling birchas hamazon until shir ikel, the amount of time that it takes to digest. That means what is shir ikel? When you start being hungry, ain't like takana there is no, there's nothing else. You can't fix
Is
it.
that
The shir
true
ikel.
for some people?
It sounds like that. Well, let's see the next times.
Like me, I'm hungry every 12 minutes.
Yeah, that's yeah. So. If you're at the same meal, we're not talking about being at the same meal. We're talking
No,
about
I'm saying I
once
get
you're
up,
done
I'm
eating.
done, and then 12 minutes later, I need a snack.
Yeah,
So I'm hungry again.
yeah, 100%. I have the same issue.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're ready for the next Suda. You want to munch on something.
Okay, so that's a question. Okay, let's see. So Yesham the Shir equal who shav chaimish. Some say it's an hour and a tenth. So that's 72 minutes. Sometimes in very big sudas, you'll sit for longer than 72 minutes. In the middle, you're being Isaac and drinks, and parparais is like hors d'oeuvres. The proper thing is not to wait too long. I don't know, they talk about that in our times we have all these big fancy meals. I don't know any meal that they're sitting around an hour and change eating, just snacking in between one course and another course. That sounds pretty good, right? Tess, let's say you were over and you, I'm sorry, over b'yotza. So that's why you're over and you left your place before birchas hamazon. So if you have a little bread where you are, so you eat it there. You don't have to make a baitzi, sif test, which I think we didn't understand last year. I remember we had a problem with this. And then you say birchas hamazon. And if you don't have any bread, you have to go back to where you started to bench. And if you live so far away, that it's gonna the sheer of digestion is gonna pass, and then you bench over there. So the classic question gets asked is a guy eats breakfast at home, goes out to yeshiva, and then he remembers that he didn't bench for his bagel at breakfast. So now does he go home? I could waste a half hour of seder. So I'm not sure. I mean, l'chari, you got to keep the halacha even if it's stopped you from seder. You would be Shabbos Shachobay Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, a Yom Tov, a Chol HaMoed, Omrim Tchila Ritzeh, V'Achach Yalav Yoveh. First goes Ritzeh, Mipnei Shabbos Toder and Muktesh Yotzer Mehem. Because two reasons. Shabbos is more Kodesh, and I'm sorry, it's Toder, and it's more Kodesh. You know, Aleph Misha Shogun, it's topic lay in Berach Birchas Mazon Eloi. Another common question. Somebody, he just doesn't even remember. If he's full, does birchas hamazon deraisa? Meaning, if he ate a lot, and then birchas hamazon is deraisa, tzarich levarach pam sheinis, then he has to make another bracha.
If he's still full,
If he's still full, yeah,
Bashas he remembers
I
that he
think so.
forgot.
I'm assuming that's what it is. You want to say maybe as long as
Right.
the suffix came, yeah. But once I hear
Right.
what you're
Once
saying.
he's not feeling anymore, then he's no longer the Raisa. So
Right,
he has to
right.
be, Bashas that he decides to recite it, he has to decide while he's still feeling satiated.
Yeah, so Tzara L'mor Pam Sheinis, you have to make a second time because Safek D'oraisa. If he went to sleep, deep sleep. And when he woke up, he had no idea what he was up to. So he has to go back to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon. If a woman is nistapik, if she made the bracha or not, she does not have to make a second bracha. And this is because it's a suffix. The shaila is, you know, a woman has to bench. The question is, does a woman have to bench midaraisa? So mamela, for a woman, if she's not sure if she benched, that's always a suffix to Rabbanon. And well, it's a suffix if she's chayiv in the rice or not. So the memela, we say that she doesn't have to bench again. But the Mishnah Berurah says, I don't remember what did Mishnah Berurah say. I don't remember. But obviously, for a woman, would be best is to take more bread, and then she goes out of the suffix. Okay, you'd base
with hamotzi?
So see, the kids have said before no hamotzi, but that's not pashut at all. Kids before said no hamotzi. Okay, your base. Ta b'shabbos the loyama ritzay. If he made a mistake on Shabbos, he didn't say ritzay. I be yom tov loyama yalav yomer. If nesko kind of she's going to say Hashem and Baruch Hashem Baruch Atah Hashem by name Baruch Hashem Yerushalayim. So if he remembers before that saying Hashem's name there, I'm Hashem ritzay or yalav yomer Baruch Hakafu v'nei. But if he doesn't remember till after he remembers Hashem's name, Messiah, Messiah, Bracha, by name of Rachmai Yushalayim, Amen. For I'm Hashem B'Shabbos, Baruch Atah Hashem, and Mekenu. This Bracha is so rare because you have to remember it from when you finish by name of Rachmai Yushalayim, Amen, before you start Baruch. So it's mamish a few seconds, maybe a fraction of a second that you have in order to remember this. Or a couple of seconds. V'aymer. Shem b'shabbos baruch atah Hashem l'kinu melchilam Hashem nosan shabbos es l'menucha l'am yisoh ba'ava lo'is u'bris baruch atah Hashem mekadesh ha-shabbos u'yom tefayim Hashem baruch atah Hashem l'kinu melchilam Hashem nosan yomim toim l'am yisoh l'sasir u'simchis yoyim chag pleni hazeh baruch atah Hashem mekadesh yisoh v'azman v'imchol yom tef b'shabbos v'gam yal v'yavai. So then you say a combination. Oymer baruch atah Hashem l'kinu melchilam Hashem l'menucha l'am yisoh ba'ava which is a shtickle of chiddush to that. I mean, you think it's pashut. Why not? You didn't forget ritzei, so why should you have to repeat it? Though the answer to that is maybe you botched the whole birchas hamazon. You didn't say it properly. So maybe, meaning it was saying that it's half, you did half of it, meaning Ritzei or Yalav Yavim in the right place, or Ritzei and or Ritzei or Yalav Yavim not in the right place. Right? So that's why the kids are saying, no, you can just say one or the other and that's it. Yud Gimel. If you don't remember until you started, Baruch Atah Hashem, even if you just say the word Baruch, you don't have that. That's what we're saying. You have a very short amount of time to remember. If it's in the two first meals of Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos day, you go back to the Rosh Birchas Hamazon. And if you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, Yisayim Lamdeni Chukecha. Right, that's a pasuk in Tillin. Kidei Shalei Yei Levatala. Said the Baruch is not Levatala V'achakach. Chayz L'Rosh Birchas Hamazon, you go to Birchas Hamazon. Ava B'suda Shlishis, but on the third Suda, Shafilu B'Shabbos Ein M'chuyiv Lecho Pas Dafka. Since you're not M'chuyiv, meaning you are M'chuyiv, but there's many opinions that say that you're not mechuyev. So again, it becomes a suffix whether you had to have bread. Mekolshe can be yomtiv. Ubirchas hamazon ain't, meaning mekolshe can be yomtiv if you have a third suda. Ubirchas hamazon ain't a chayva hayom alav. It's not the chayva of that day because you're not mechuyev according to all to eat a bread meal. Lachen ain't a chazal roi shal goymer kach birchas hamazon. Aval im nizkar b'makom sheyachol asakim birchas Hashem nasan. But if you can still fix it with Asher Nasan, Mechuyu L'Sakan, meaning even though you wouldn't go back and repeat, but if you do remember right after Bnei Barachu B'Shalayim, then you're fine. Afilu B'Kama Sudas She'achal, that's in all Sudas that you eat. Meaning even though you don't have to repeat, if you have the opportunity to fix it by saying this bracha, then that's what you should do. Okay. All right, we'll stop over there.